from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kirk, last week Wednesday, we saw our fair share of tornadic activity here in Western New York with 4 total confirmed tornadoes touching down. Why is New York State seeing so many tornadoes this year, and how unusual is it to see this many storms producing tornadic activity?
Well, the first part of your question is actually 2 different reasons. I mean, the one was the tropical remnants, but more importantly, it was the circulation associated with that, and that's what was the cause of those first four tornadoes that occurred on the 10th. The last 2 days, it's been something a little different. It's been convective complex that passed by to our north that increased our shear temporarily, and unfortunately, it passed through right at the time of peak heating, which is we issued an additional 4 tornado warnings the last 2 days in western and central New York in our area. And so far, there's been 1 confirmed tornado from that, and additional might be coming. So it's really been a variety of things that has caused that. In terms of how unusual this is, just to give context, the amount of our office, just Buffalo, so not even the entire state of New York, issued 18 tornado warnings on one day on July 10th. That is not only the most we've ever issued in a day, but it's the most we've issued in an entire year. So that was a incredibly busy day. We had 6 confirmed tornadoes in our forecast area, the 4 in western New York. So it is unusual to have that kind of activity, and this is the most tornado warnings we've issued here in Buffalo in a year.
I saw a post earlier today that was kind of mapping out the number of confirmed tornadoes in the entire United States. And just in the month of July alone, the state of New York has seen more tornadoes than states like Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Mississippi, and Alabama. How surprising is that to you?
Well, it's definitely been an unusual pattern, and for what it's worth, it actually started earlier in that a lot of areas just to our south in the months of May and June, Ohio and Pennsylvania had very active severe weather patterns, too, and then it's just in the last month that really worked its way into New York. So we've definitely been a pattern where just we've had a lot more severe weather, not in the usual locations this season.
Should we be preparing for more potential tornadic activity in the weeks to come?
Well, you should always be prepared, but fortunately, this next week looks like a quiet weather week where we're not expecting certainly nothing like that, and really not going to be too many thunderstorms. Should be a high pressure building in, so at least for the next week, things look pretty nice and quiet for western New York.
And even looking further ahead, may this become more of a common occurrence, given especially the changing climate conditions here in New York State overall?
It's hard to say. I mean, this one year, it does not make a change in pattern necessarily, but it definitely was an active year this year, so it'll be something to keep an eye on as the years progress.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.